天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环，工长张，大小的小和环境的环。今天呢，将是主导文这个系列的最后一期，麦克牧师会带领大家一起来探讨有关权柄的话题。在马太福音28章18节中，耶稣对门徒说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。那这从神而来的权柄究竟是什么呢？作为一个基督徒，我们又应当怎样有效地使用这样的权柄呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，就让我们一起来预备心，来看看麦克牧师是如何讲述关于权柄的荣耀的。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
I want to begin by talking about power.
今天我要先从权柄这个话题讲起。
Power is exciting.
权柄令人兴奋。
Power is enticing.
权柄让人着迷。
Power can be intoxicating.
权柄令人神往。
Power is what many people strive for.
许多人为着得到权柄而奋斗不息。
Power is what many people want to have.
许多人梦寐以求想得到权柄。
Power is what others claim to have.
有些人声称他们大权在握。
Power is what still others think they have.
有些人自认为已经掌握了实权。
Sometimes we think of powerful people as those who are rich.
有时候我们以为有钱就是有权柄。
Sometimes we think of powerful people as those who drive expensive cars.
有时候我们以为开名牌车就是有权柄。
Or those who hold a position of power.
或者身居高位就是有权柄。
But the Bible has a different definition of power.
但是圣经却给权柄下了一个完全不同的定义。
Christians have power, but it is not like the world's power.
基督徒有权柄，但却不像这世上的权柄。
In the New Testament church, people were attracted to the church of Jesus Christ by its power.
在新约时代，耶稣基督的教会有权柄，于是吸引了众人。
In the New Testament church, you would either get a riot or a revival, sometimes both at the same time.
新约时代的教会有时候会引起骚乱，有时候带来复兴，有时候两者都有。
The reason they had power is because they understood the power of praise.
他们有权柄，是因为他们懂得从赞美发出来的巨大能力。
They were praising God even when their bodies were lit like torches and they were given to be eaten by hungry lions.
即使在逼迫中身体被焚烧或被饥饿的狮子吞吃，他们仍然不住地赞美神。
One thing you can say about the New Testament church is no one was bored.
你可以说新约时代的教会绝不是死气沉沉的。
It is the will of God for His church to have power.
教会有权柄是出于神的旨意。
God does not care about church programs.
神不介意教会安排哪种聚会。
God does not care about social actions.
神不介意我们在社区中采取什么行动。
God does not care about order and dignity.
神不计较我们是否井然有序，是否体面。
God does not care about shouting and screaming.
神不计较我们是否争执得面红耳赤。
God does not care about church rituals.
神不计较教会采用什么礼仪。
But God cares about His power in His church.
然而神重视教会是否能彰显出他的权柄。
It is God's will for His church to have power.
教会拥有全能是神的旨意。
Supernatural power.
超然的能力
Healing power
医治的能力
deliverance power,
拯救的权柄,
power to pull down the strongholds,
摧毁强敌的权柄,
power to break the chains of misery and habits that enslave people,
断开在人身上被愁苦和恶习捆锁的权柄,
power to convert,
悔改更新的能力,
power to conquer,
战胜罪恶的能力,
power to convict of sin,
承认过错的能力
，power to uplift people and give them a foretaste of heaven，
得到提升并预尝属天滋味的能力。
There is an old song that goes something like this，
有一首古老的诗歌这么样唱的
：Lord, send the old-time power, the Pentecostal power, that sinners be converted and Thy name be glorified。
求主将古代的能力、五旬节的权柄赐给我们。使罪人悔改，使你名得荣耀。
Our gospel is the gospel of power.
我们的福音是有大能的福音。
That is why Paul shouts in 1 Corinthians 4:20, For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power.
这就是为什么保罗在哥林多前书四章二十节说，因为神的国不在乎言语，乃在乎全能。
David said in Psalm 62:11, power belongs to the Lord.
大卫在诗篇62篇11节里也说，能力都属乎神。
Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew 28:18, all power has been given to me, therefore I give you power over all, power over your enemy.
耶稣在马太福音28章18节对他门徒说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。这权柄足能战胜一切的仇敌。
We sing, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
我们唱诗的时候说，真有能，能，奇妙大全能，在救主羔羊宝血内。
And yet, within 30 minutes of singing that song, we forget all about His power and try to live by our own weak powers.
可是刚唱完这首诗歌，不出半个钟头，我们就忘记了神的大能，又重新依赖自己软弱的力量。
There's a story that reminds me of how most Christians live.
有个故事让我想起大多数基督徒是怎么样生活的。
There was a lady who lived on the turn of a century along the Scottish coast.
在二十世纪初的时候，苏格兰海岸上住着一位女士。
She was very wealthy, but she was very frugal.
她很富有，但生活却非常节俭。
Her neighbors were very surprised when she decided to be among the first to have electricity in her home.
当她家里接上电，成为那一代首批使用电灯的人时，邻居都感到很惊讶。
Several weeks after the electricity was installed, the meter reader appeared at her door.
接通电源后几个礼拜的一天，有人到她家来抄电表。
He asked her if the electricity is working okay.
他问这位女士电力供应是否正常。
She assured him that it was working just fine.
女士说一切都没问题。
Then the man said to her, "Can you explain something to me?"
于是查电表的人对这位女士说，那你能告诉我原因吗？
The meter shows that you have scarcely used any of your power.
电表显示你几乎没怎么用电呢。
She said, "Oh, I can explain that."
女士说，哦，是这么样的。
Each evening, when the sun sets, I turn on my lights just long enough to light my candle and then turn them off again.
每天太阳下山之后，我便打开灯来点蜡烛，然后就把灯关掉了。
She is like most Christians.
这位女士就像很多基督徒一样。
She tapped into the power but doesn't use it.
她接上了电源却不使用它。
Her house was connected but not altered.
她的家虽然接通了电源，情况却没有改变。
Our souls are saved but our hearts are unchanged.
我们的灵魂虽然得救了，但我们的心却没有改变。
We are spiritually connected but our lifestyle is not affected.
虽然我们的灵与神接连，但没有影响我们生活的方式。
We trust Christ for salvation, but we resist transformation.
我们相信基督的救赎，但我们却拒绝生命的更新。
We occasionally flip the switch, but only long enough to go on our own steam and then spend most of our Christian life in the shadows.
虽然我们偶尔也会求告神，但很快的，我们还是靠自己的力量。身为基督徒，我们大部分的时间仍在阴影中。
Yet God wants us to have His power all the time.
然而，神要我们随时都具备他的大能。
God wants us to exercise His power in all occasions.
他要我们在凡事上都使用这些权柄。
God wants us to live by the light of His power and out of the darkness of self.
神要我们活在他的权柄当中，彻底脱离自我的阴影。
And that is why the Lord's Prayer begins with praise and ends with praise.
这就是为什么主祷文从赞美开始，也在赞美中结束。
Because there is power in praising the name of God.
因为赞美神的名就会产生能力。
The Lord's Prayer begins with Hallowed be thy name and ends with Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
主祷文从愿人都尊你的名为圣的赞美开始，在国度权柄荣耀的赞美中结束。
And Jesus right now is in the place of power.
今天主耶稣已经执掌王权。
And when he comes back, he's going to come back with power and great glory.
当他再来的时候，他要带着他的权柄和大荣耀而来。
And he will reign and rule with power of a rod of iron.
他必用他权柄的铁杖来管辖列国。
When Jesus reigns, it will not be a democracy.
在耶稣掌权的国度里，不需要民主。
He is not going to ask opinions of the so-called experts and scholars.
他不用征求那些专家和学者的意见。
He is not going to take a poll to see what people want and then give it to them.
他也不用进行民意测验去调查人民的需要。
He is not going to negotiate with the different pressure groups and try to make them happy.
他更不会和持不同意见的党派谈判，以求大家相安无事。
He is coming back with great power and might and manifestation of his glory.
他乃是带着他的大能大力和无比的荣耀降临。
But here's the problem with most of the believers in the Church of Jesus Christ.
可是今天信徒的问题是
God is looking for the unity of the Spirit, but each is in love with their own opinion.
虽然神一直强调灵里的合一，但人人都喜欢各持己见。
God is looking for people who are willing to put him first and foremost, but most Christians will put him first when it is convenient.
神向信徒所要的是让神居首位，但许多信徒却只在不妨碍他们的时候才这么样做。
God is looking for people who are united in bringing glory to his name, but most are fighting for their own glory.
神所要的是为了神的名得荣耀而合而为一，但许多人却为了自己的荣誉得失而互相争斗。
And thus, by our very life, we are obstructing and hindering God from working in the church of His Son.
所以是我们妨碍并阻止了神在基督教会里的工作。
Please listen carefully, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细地听我说。
Those Christians who refuse to live in and by God's power often delay the whole church.
那些拒绝生活在神权柄之下的人，往往会拖累教会。
Those who live for themselves hinder the church's march to glory.
那些以自我为中心的基督徒会妨碍教会向神的荣耀前进。
Those who are not delighting themselves in the Lord keep the Lord from revealing himself in power and great glory.
那些不以神为乐的人使主不能在他们身上充分彰显神的权柄和荣耀。
They may be saved, but they are derailing and delaying God's power from working in His church.
也许他们得救了，但他们的行为却阻止和妨碍了神在教会里面的工作。
My exhortation to you is this.
我想说的就是
Get on with emptying yourself of yourself so that you can receive God's power.
倒空你自己，好让主的能力充满你。
Get in on God's program that you may receive power.
进入神的计划，好让你得到他的权柄。
Get rid of your self-seeking and seek His glory so that you can receive His power.
不要再寻求自我满足，而要寻求神的荣耀，你就会得到主的能力。
Get rid of your sensitivity to yourself and seek first His kingdom and His righteousness so you may receive His power.
摆脱对自己的关注，先求神的国和神的义，你就可以领受神的权柄。
Stop feeling sorry for yourself and begin to feel His power working through you.
不要再自怨自怜，而要充分体验神在你身上大能的作为。
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀都是神的。
In the scripture, only the Pharisees had a hard time praising God.
从圣经上我们知道，只有法利赛人不懂得赞美神。
When Jesus was triumphantly entering into Jerusalem, people were shouting and praising and waving palms.
当耶稣荣耀地进耶路撒冷的时候，人们热烈挥舞着棕树枝，欢呼赞美。
Read all about this in Luke 19.
这段故事记载在路加福音十九章。
The Pharisees thought that this was most undignified.
法利赛人却认为这种行为有失大雅。
But listen to what Jesus said to them.
可是听听耶稣是怎么样对他们说的。
If they are silent, the very stones would shout his praises.
若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。
The modern-day Pharisees tell you that their religion is private.
今天法利赛式的人物告诉你说，信仰是个人化的。
The modern-day Pharisees tell you that they praise God silently.
这些人对你说，他们在暗地里赞美神。
After all, they are dignified, very dignified.
总之，他们是有品位、不失尊严的一群人。
Let me tell you something of uttermost importance.
让我来告诉你一些极其重要的事情。
When I think of God's splendor and glory,
每当我想到神的光辉和荣耀，
When I think of God's greatness and mercy,
每当我思念神的伟大和怜悯，
When I think of God's love and generosity,
每当我想起神丰富的慈爱，
When I think of God's justice and patience,
每当我默想神的公义和忍耐，
I cannot help but praise Him and adore Him.
我不能不赞美敬拜他。
Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
哦，主啊，国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的。
Yours, O Lord, is the majesty, dominion, and authority.
主啊，威严和主权也都是你的。
To you, O Lord, belongs all thrones and all crowns and all splendor.
主，你是配得宝座、冠冕和荣耀的。
Yours, O Lord, is the earth and the heavens and all in between.
哦，主啊，天地和其中的万物都属你。
Sometimes I imagine the Lord Jesus looking down and seeing all of the sin and deception and the lies that goes on in this world.
有时候我甚至想象主耶稣正从天上往下看，他看到遍地满了欺骗、谎言和各种罪恶。
And I think how much it grieves him.
这些罪是多么让主伤心呢。
Then he looks down and he sees all of the wickedness and the dishonesty and the calling of good evil and evil good, and I think of how that grieves his heart.
当他俯瞰世界上众多的邪恶、欺诈以及是非颠倒、黑白不分的乱象，他的心是多么的忧伤呢。
And then I think of how he looks down upon his bride, the church, and then he sees their half-hearted commitment.
当他看到自己的新娘，也就是今天的教会，对他是如此的三心二意，他心中是何等的伤痛。
The lack of love for him.
他们不爱基督。
their busyness with things of the earth.
与世界联合。
Their stubbornness and self-serving attitude.
他们顽梗自负。
Their arrogance and their pride.
骄傲自大。
Their rationalization of their sin.
为罪狡辩。
And I think, oh, how that must grieve his heart.
这一切是多么的令主伤心。
And then I imagine him looking down and seeing his faithful people.
当然他也看到了那些忠心信靠他的人。
Praising him with all of their hearts.
这些人全心全意地赞美他。
Thanking him with all of their life.
用他们一生来感谢他。
Adoring him with all of their strength.
极力地尊崇他。
Honoring him with all of their resources.
竭尽所能地来荣耀他。
Then I think of how much joy that brings to the heart of God.
当神看到这一切，他是多么的高兴。
The Bible said that he rejoices over us with singing.
圣经告诉我们，神喜悦我们赞美他。
Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
尼希米曾经说过，靠耶和华而得的喜乐是我的力量。
What is he saying here?
他是什么意思呢？
He is saying that for me to know that the Lord is rejoicing over my obedience gives me strength.
他的意思是说，因着主悦纳了我的顺服，我就有了力量。
Nehemiah was saying that my power and my strength come from knowing that my life is pleasing to the Lord.
尼希米是在说，我的能力刚强都是从讨主喜悦而来。
My spiritual energy comes from knowing that my life is bringing joy to the heart of God.
我属灵的能力是因认识到一生一世讨神的欢喜而得来的。
My motivation for life and for serving comes from knowing that I have the Lord's favor.
我侍奉的动机和生活的动力都来自主对我的喜悦。
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的，直到永永远远。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次节目再见。愿神大大的赐福给你。
Thank you.
感谢麦克牧师的讲道和安详的翻译，感谢各位听众朋友们一直坚持收听这个系列的节目，更感谢神透过麦克牧师的分享，我们更多的明白了祷告的力量和祷告话语中的权柄。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福给你们，我们下次再会。
生命，我要永永远远赞美你，哦，神，我要奉献来回应你。主啊，你是唯一的救赎，你已赦免我们的罪愆，如今我不在黑暗中，你是唯一。我要奉献来